It's Kevin McCullough on AM 970, The Answer.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, where we talk about breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Fusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Got such a packed show today, I don't know that we're going to be able to get everything in, but a lot of breaking news to try to stay on top of, and I'm going to do my best to get it to all of you straight ahead. Not only the new Senate health care bill is out, but also breaking stories you're not hearing anywhere else.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, We Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
She was here because of Lynch. Again, I have a son who is a great young man. He's a fine person. He took a meeting with a lawyer from Russia. It lasted for a very short period, and nothing came of the meeting.
He was quick to say, that was President Trump earlier today in his joint news appearance with the French president. He was quick to say that it was a lawyer from Russia, not a government lawyer from Russia. It's really weird, and it's really sad. Julie Bandera, Shepard Smith, some of these people, even on Fox News, starting to adopt inaccurate talking points from the left, and the bias is starting to creep in. It's really starting to annoy me. Julie Bandera earlier today said, well, you know, they said that they never met with a Russian official. Well, this woman was not a Russian official. She was a lawyer that she may or may not have had ties to people in the Russian government, but she wasn't a Putin official. And the left is getting sloppy, and they're not being accurate in what they're saying. So the president, and that's the big story. That's talk about the buried lead. The woman that Donald Trump Jr. met with shouldn't have even been in the country. The Hill newspaper today, big article. Was the top link on Drudge for most of the day. But that Russian lawyer initially cleared into the U.S. Through the Justice Department. And the reasons that she was here were labeled extraordinary circumstances. She met with Don Jr. Then she's at the Capitol Hill like the next day. She's lobbying on behalf of things that the Obama administration wanted to see happen in Russia, but they were also very pro-Russia. She was trying to get some sanctions lifted and some other things. The revelation means it was an Obama Justice Department that allowed her to be here and why she was even here to begin with. And this doesn't even begin to ask the question, well, wait a minute, if Lynch, who had the secret meeting on the runway with you know who, and was preventing Comey from investigating Hillary, and now you've got this basically Russian operative who's, you know, basically a political gun for hire. She's running around doing all these different jobs. Let's look into that. If we're going to have an investigation into all this, let's take a look at what these connections actually mean. Oh, and by the way, how much money did the Clinton Foundation clear from the Russian government in the 2 years previous to the election? Let's ask that question. Let's open those books. Saw a great cartoon today. It's a person sitting at a desk, and he's holding up a box, and it says Trump evidence, and he's turning it upside down, and one little scrap of paper falls out. And then sitting next to him is the Hillary evidence box, and it's stacked, you know, almost to the ceiling, single file papers. You just, you know, and there's a man dressed as a donkey, pointing to the man who's got the box turned upside down. He goes, "See that one speck? That means we should investigate this more." Meaning they're ignoring all the stuff that's sitting over in the Hillary box. So true, so true. The other big story of the day is that the Senate has released their version of the health care reconciliation that they would like to see happen. Whether or not they have the votes to get it to the floor and get it debated and get it voted on, that's all something that Mitch McConnell's still going to have to fight. But there are two things in this, at least in the initial reading that I've given it today, that I really like, and they're significant ones. These are some that actually Ted Cruz has been pushing for. Health savings accounts are now going to be allowed to pay premiums. Why we were never allowed for people that wanted to save their own cash and put it in a thing labeled an HSA, a health savings account, tax free. But you put it in the bank. It goes into that account. That account is allowed to be used to pay for your medical stuff. But it was never allowed to pay for premiums for coverage. You could buy aspirin with it, but you couldn't pay for a doctor's visit. It was really absurd kind of thinking. This act will allow that to happen. That's never been allowed before. And then the other one that is a huge one. I mean, this one is one of the biggest nuts to crack that they were trying to get past, at least for the conservatives, is give people the option to buy lower premium plans. In other words, if I just want to buy catastrophic and I don't want to have a plan that covers, you know, my future transgender transition sex change operation, that should be allowed. The Obama plan, you had to have all that other stuff. With this, you could opt for just the catastrophic coverage. And if that's the way you want, if you wanted to have a health savings account, in other words, kind of a cash way of paying for your medical care, and then have a catastrophic coverage to cover the big things, this plan will now allow you to do that. This is a fundamental repeal of Obamacare. Don't believe Rand Paul today. He's running around, it's not a full repeal and replace. There are significant improvements to the Senate bill, and I haven't read it thoroughly yet, but those two things alone are already jumping out at me. All right, I've got another huge story that is not being covered in most of the press today, but it should be. And this is what I want to know. If you've been following me on social media today, you already know I'm ticked off about this. But we're talking about the Russia stuff. We're talking about why that's, you know, sucking all the oxygen out of the room. It's one thing to deal with people that are from the other party and to understand that they are trying to undermine because they want to regain political control. They want to win back seats. What is really pathetically, piggishly disgusting is when people from Mr. Trump's party are doing him wrong. And Senator John McCain, when he got exposed for what he did, said he just did what any other citizen would do. When after the election, on or about November 18th of last year, he turned in a dossier to James Comey at the FBI that was full of unconfirmed secrets of supposed dirty behavior by the president-elect. Now, what business does a Republican senator have turning such a dossier over to James Comey after the election? Well, he just said, I just doing what any other citizen would do. Here's the big curveball that just makes John McCain an abject liar. This dossier is the same dossier that was cited by Comey under oath, that was referred to continuously by CNN and MSNBC in the run-up to the election. And it's also a dossier that, according to the Associated Press and several press agencies that began to look into what the dossier included, because it was compiled by Christopher Steele, a now disgraced former intelligence officer for the United Kingdom, that almost everything in the folder had been debunked before the election. So you have this dossier that everybody that has investigated it looked at it and said, oh, that's not true. And you had Comey arguing for broader use of FBI powers to investigate Trump. And you had McCain turning it over to Comey after 10 days after the election saying, maybe you can get him. Here you go. I don't like that guy. I think that this is such a disgrace that if the Republican Party doesn't primary John McCain, I think he should resign. This is because his only intent, the only intent that he could have at that point, using debunked information publicly. I said before the election took place that that dossier had already been debunked. You want to go back and look through the reels? We can find it. But what was John McCain doing trying to spread dirt on his president that just got elected from his party? He shouldn't be allowed to be in the party anymore. Goodbye, John McCain. You're done. You're a traitor to the country and to your own political party. Can't have that. We've got enough turncoats that are springing these leaks and doing all this other stuff. It's time to get the dirty players out of politics. And we could start with John McCain. Kevin McCullough, you disagree? KMCRadio@gmail.com.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Cloudy skies, 86 degrees. What's going on? We have the answer. We have delays on the Garden State Parkway with an accident southbound approaching exit 98 that's blocking the right lane. Delays leaving the city of up to an hour at the Holland Tunnel. It's 20 minutes inbound. Lincoln Tunnel, 45 in, 30 minutes out. George Washington Bridge, not bad inbound, but if you're New Jersey bound, all the approaches are backed up except the southbound Henry Hudson Parkway. On the FDR Drive, there's a stalled vehicle on the ramp to the Brooklyn Bridge, and then northbound at Houston, an accident has been cleared. You stay slow, though, all the way up to the Triborough Bridge. Very slow in Connecticut, 95 northbound from exit 5 all the way up to 14, again from 18 to 21. And you have slow traffic on Long Island, eastbound on the LIE, coming out of Queens all the way out past Shelter Rock Road. You now know how not to go. I'm Adam Walsky, AM 970, The Answer.
He spent 24 years with the FBI as a hostage negotiator and terrorist specialist. Are there ways to negotiate with terrorists? This weekend on Champions of Justice, Tom Tirardi gets the answers from Christopher Voss, a sought-after expert on negotiation, political, and business. The principles are the same. And what did we know before 9/11? Tune in Champions of Justice, Sunday mornings at 10, here on AM 970, The Answer.
Today we're talking about mortgages. If you're looking to obtain a home loan, Emmanuel Katechis from United Mortgages here to help answer some questions. Emmanuel, what's currently happening in the mortgage industry?
There are many great things. For instance, one of the best new products is HARP. Right now, someone can refinance even if you owe more than what your house is worth. Also, United Mortgage can get you into a property with little or no money down.
Can you still get a mortgage even if you have bad credit?
Absolutely. Right now, even if you have a low credit score, we may be able to help you with various programs, such as FHA or VA.
What separates United Mortgage from other mortgage companies?
What separates us is service, hands down. We are here 7 days a week, from early morning to late evening. We understand that this process can be very intimidating. That is why our team has been trained in customer service and products. We are here for you even after the loan closes.
Call United Mortgage at 888-888-5721. 888-888-5721. United Mortgage is licensed by the New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut Department of Banking. 888-888-5721.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. How would you like to lose 20 to 40 plus pounds and be in swimsuit shape in time for the summer? Friends, you could do that if you got started right now. And there is no better place to do it than my friends at the Bay Ridge Holistic Healthcare Center. I'm talking about Dr. Kerry Skorsky, the same man who helped me lose almost 30 pounds nearly 3 years ago. And I've been able to keep it off. Friends, you eat whole food the whole time. You're actually helping your body reset its own metabolism. And it helps balance your hormones and brings your blood sugars into alignment. You're going to get healthy in this program as much as you're going to lose the weight. And you're going to feel better about yourself as you do it. Not only that, people will notice. I'm telling you, in the first week alone, 9 to 10, 11 pounds. I've heard from so many people that have lost sometimes even more than that. So here's what you need to do to get started. Call Bay Ridge Holistic Healthcare, 844-THE-DIET. That's 844-THE-DIET. Or go to a new you in 40days.com. That's 844-THEDIET. 844-THE-DIET or a new you in 40days.com.
We all know the secret to the best Italian food is the sauce. And no one has sauce as good as Michael's of Brooklyn. Their sauce is made from scratch, using only the best ingredients. But don't take our word for it. Stop at any of your local supermarkets and pick up a jar or listen to the Joe Piscopo Morning Show every Wednesday for a chance to win a whole case of Michael's delicious, authentic, and fresh sauce. You can also enter online at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com. Good luck.
Listen to Joe Piscopo in the morning, weekdays at 6. Mike Gallagher at 10 on AM 970. The Answer. Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad to have you with us. My next guest is someone who, like me, is on top of breaking news every single day. He in the world of television, while I am here manning the talk radio microphone. But I remember a number of years ago when the Fox News Channel had this this little studio. It was literally like a closet on the 12th floor. And my next guest said, hey, what would happen if we took, I think it was the old Hannity and Combs table, and set it up over here and then put five people around this table? What if we had, like, maybe me in the middle and then a couple of people on either side that were, like, a little more left, a little more right, and then you just have, like, a cup of coffee and talk about it for, you know, however long? And that aired on the Fox News strategy room for I don't know how long. And that eventually became the identical concept to a ratings hit called The Five that my next guest was the host of. And then he got canned from that and moved back to 5 o'clock to now host his newest hit called The Specialist. Eric Bowling, it's so much fun to have you with us.
Good to be with you. And you're right. Going way about 12 years ago, maybe 11 years ago, going back, I did. I put the five people around the table. And then it worked out so well, I sent a tape of that. I sent a CD or DVD
right
up to Roger Ailes' office. And you know how things work. People, managers, producers got to think it's their own idea. We didn't hear
exactly
from Roger for a while. And then next thing you know, he came up with this great idea of putting five people around the table on TV. And that
Me just say, he got the right guy in the middle chair. And that was of course, you. But I remember those early. I got to be on that strategy room test cable for a little while. Anyway, that was a lot of fun.
Brilliant back then.
I remember, I think my favorite time we got together, we had like Harris Faulkner, Geraldo, myself, a couple of other people, and there were literally seven around the table because Geraldo and I were on bar stools back behind the host chair.
We were
all in there. It was a lot of fun.
I made sure the camera kind of framed out Geraldo so we didn't have to see him.
Actually, someone recently met Geraldo and came back to me and goes, Kev, he's a lot shorter than I thought he was. I said, yeah. You really did meet him.
He's a lot more liberal than I thought he was.
Well, I don't think anybody was surprised about that. Hey, congratulations, by the way, on the success of The Specialist. Talk about the concept of the show. I don't want any of my listeners to be listening to it because I'm on the radio at 5 p.m. Eastern. But for people that want to set their DVRs, I want them to enjoy it. But it's kind of a similar concept, but different. How?
It's similar in that the way this came down is when O'Reilly was parting ways with Fox, Rupert Murdoch had an 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock, had a primetime issue. So he calls me into his office at noon, and he says, look, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put the show, The Five, down at 9 o'clock, move Tucker up to 8. And then congratulations, shakes my hand and said, you're the new host of the 5 o'clock hour. We're going to put you in five people center seat. I want the audience to see, not be jarred by too much change. I said, okay, cool. Let's do this. He said, we'll figure out the rest later. So that's how the 5 o'clock specialist evolved.
This is now your third show with five people and you in the center chair. It's pretty incredible run.
So I came from CNBC. Guess what time that show was? 5 o'clock. I come over here. The first show I do is Happy Hour at Fox Business.
Yeah, Bulls and Bear. Yeah.
Yep. I've been at 5 o'clock for 12 years now.
Yeah. Well, you know, 5 o'clock belongs to bowling. Let's just admit
happy
what it is.
It's happy. Right. It's a happy hour.
Hey, well, congratulations on the success of that. And there's a lot of New York icons that I see pop up on there, and it's a lot of fun to watch
you
in the commercial breaks. Yeah, we'll do that. We'll do that. We'll get permission from the big guys. Hey, congratulations also on the new book.
Yeah.
Just out a little more than a week ago, The Swamp, Washington's Murky Pool of Corruption and Cronyism. Before we talk about the book properly. Eric Bowling, New York Times bestseller, selling author. It's called The Swamp. Go get it on Amazon. It's from St. Martin's Press. Before we get into the book itself, though, your thoughts on Trump, the Trump effect since he's been president, where we're at with this Russia investigation, and just your general thought on where we are as a nation right now as we live and breathe.
And so a lot of a lot of what we do at 5 o'clock is talk about that exactly. And what I try to do is I try and bring some like logic and common sense to the Trump discussion. I've been pro Trump since day one, and he knows it. In fact, he tweeted about the book. One of the reasons the book immediately hit the New York Times bestseller list is he gave a kind of a check mark of approval.
Doesn't hurt to have 100 million followers.
And it also doesn't hurt to spend the day on Drudge right after the president tweets about you. So that all went down. But I try and bring some logic and common sense, a little counterbalance to what you see on CNN and MSNBC and New York Times and whatnot. And that, you know, if you listen to those publications, that media, you'd think half the country can't stand the guy, when the reality is you go out there and you talk to people, and it's a very pro-Trump country. Once you get out of New York City or L.A. and get away from the mainstream media, look no further than what was going on in the economy. No one is really, I mean, you may be talking about it, Kevin, but the majority of mainstream media isn't. And the economy is off the charts. It's on fire. I mean, record highs in the Dow today. Again, record highs in the Dow every single day, record lows in unemployment. In other words, we have 153 million Americans employed, the very most it's ever been, the economy has ever had employed, ever. You know, housing prices, record high housing prices. You can't argue with that success. You can't give that to Obama either, because no one in their right mind who puts a dollar or a dime into their own business or into an investment does it because of something that happened in the past.
Right.
They only do it based on anticipation of looking forward. So,
well, that's the point I was going to make, Eric. This is all anticipating that we're going to get tax reform. This is just the effervescence that they have that Trump is a guy that will change things.
Yeah.
I just have to think if the other side decides that they're going to really try to drag this guy down, that there is going to be a much bigger fight, because he won by more than what people thought he was going to win, if they thought he was going to win at all. He 33 states to 17. This is really an amazing story of the Trump candidacy. But your book is tied into this. And when we come back, I want to talk about the swamp, the murky pool of corruption, cronyism, the really strange creatures, and how Trump can drain it all. It's called The Swamp by Eric Bowling, and it is in every fine bookstore now and on Amazon.com. Go get it. And, of course, tweet Eric on Twitter and follow him on Facebook. Kevin McCullough Radio, coming right back.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
Threatening skies, 85 degrees. What's going on? We have the answer. A Freeport woman pleads guilty to stealing the identities of hundreds of people across 31 states. Authorities claim 49-year-old Ciaran Jean Ram stole the IDs over a two-year period to fraudulently obtain hundreds of thousands of dollars through phony tax returns. She is due back in court in September. An Oceanside doctor is among 10 people charged in what federal authorities call a national health care fraud takedown. Authorities say the 10 illegally billed Medicare and Medicaid more than $125 million. And Resorts World Casino is plunking down $400 million into Aqueduct Racetrack in Queens. The expansion will include a 400-room four-star hotel, restaurants, retail stores, and additional slot machines. Casino officials say it's expected to generate 1,000 jobs at the casino and more than 3,000 construction jobs, and that work expected to be completed in the middle of 2019. Checking sports at Wimbledon, Venus Williams advanced to the women's final by defeating Johanna Konta in straight sets. And checking your traffic, one-hour delays leaving the city at the Holland Tunnel 20 minutes in, 45 inbound at the Lincoln Tunnel 30 minutes out, delays on all approaches to the Jersey-bound George Washington Bridge. You have an accident cleared on the FDR Drive northbound at Houston Street, but traffic's still very slow in the area. You now know how not to go, and here's your forecast. Showers and thunder thunderstorms tonight. Some of the storms could be strong to severe, and lows will be in the low 70s. A cooler day Friday with showers and thunderstorms likely, highs only in the mid-70s. And on Saturday, after a chance of a morning shower, it becomes partly to mostly sunny in the afternoon, highs in the mid-80s. You now know what's going on. I'm Adam Walsky, AM 970, The Answer.
Here's the scoop on garden soil. Sometimes it needs help from the Home Depot, where bags of Miracle-Gro garden soil are a special buy, 3 for just $10. It improves existing soil with nutrients plants need for stronger roots, so they'll hit the ground running, starting with much better ground. Miracle-Gro garden soil, 3 bags, $10. Now at the number one retailer for Scotts Miracle-Gro, the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last. Contiguous U.S. only. Limit 80 per customer.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
For 5 years, I was with this other company, and I tried everything, and it was costing me a fortune. And on top of that, it wasn't working. And I said, ever since I've taken this product, I have kissed that goodbye. Matter of fact, I said, this has been the first winter that I have gone through without a flu or nothing.
Last year, I started on the Balance of Nature. I'm telling you, it really built me up, and it really helped me.
My cholesterol went down. Only after taking it 1 month, I went down 20 points.
I feel better already with it.
I just feel it's made my life more predictable, more useful.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get 2 free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code The Answer.
You're waiting on a sweltering platform. You're stuck in a packed train. Again. The summer of hell for commuters is making you late for work and costing you money. What are the people in charge doing about it? The governor is denying responsibility. The mayor is running away and shifting blame. And the state legislature is on vacation. It's time to reclaim your commute. It's time to reclaim New York. Go to ReclaimNYNow.org. Join the fight. Tell the politicians it's time to fix the MTA. Go to ReclaimNYNow.org today. That's ReclaimNYNow.org. Paid for by Reclaim New York.
Proving that he may be ready for prime time. Frank Morano. Sunday mornings at 4 on AM 970. The Answer.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, the reason that people are disgusted with Washington, D.C. is because Washington, D.C. has been disgusting. All kinds of scandals of all varieties, high crimes. You know, we've had an impeachment. A lot of people talking about impeachment now. But you look at Washington, D.C., and especially over the last 10 to 15 years, people have said this is just the most heinous place on earth. I think that the election of 2016 was a rebellion against that. And the country's saying we're ready to have someone come in and break things and bust things. He has, to what degree he's been able to. He hasn't necessarily had that success yet with health care and with tax reform, but pending the victories in those areas, I think that he's got a really strong case to be reelected in a couple of years. My guest, Eric Bolling, the author of The Swamp, you see him on the Fox News channel's The Specialists, weeknights at 5 p.m. Eastern, has written this book about the murky pool of corruption and cronyism and strange creatures and what Trump can do to drain the said swamp. As he promised to in the election. Eric, what's the most fundamental key that Trump needs to actually get the swamp drained? What does he have to do if he doesn't do anything else? What's the one thing that he has to do in order to drain the swamp?
So writing the book, Kevin, I started to investigate what the swamp was all about, and you're right, it's darker and murkier than anyone could ever have imagined, and I couldn't believe how much shenanigans were going on in D.C. You hear about some of them, You don't hear about the vast, vast majority of them, from right. lobbyists sticking money in politicians' pockets to change votes to, you know, sex scandals on the Hill. It goes on and on. And I wrote the first part of the book just to expose how bad it really is and how bad it's gotten. Real quickly, I was searching for a picture for the book, for the cover. I wanted to be dramatic, and I happened to type in the swamp, and I hit D.C. in the search bar for Google already. I hit search, and a picture comes up from the National Archives, 1860, where they're building the Capitol building right on a literal swamp. The dome's not even in it yet, so I'm like, this is the right project. I put that picture inside the cover and the backside cover of the book. But point is, it's unbelievable. You get to D.C., and it's like every politician's up for sale, and it's almost like an accepted norm there. So Trump is the guy to come and do it because he promised to drain the swamp. He's not a politician, and I think that's why he's getting so much pushback, not from Democrats, you expect that, but from Republicans. I've never right. seen the Republican Party so anti-Republican or anti-president as they are right now, because they're part of the swamp too. So I very, very carefully made sure that this book was nonpartisan. If you're doing bad stuff, you're going to get called out. Now, last part of the book, maybe the last third of the book, is recommendations to Trump to drain the swamp. And one of them off the top is I suggest, now a lot of people say I'm crazy, even Republicans say I'm crazy, I suggest he continues to tweet. I love the fact that that man tells us exactly what's on his mind at every morning, and then sometimes during the day. I want to know what the leader of the free world is thinking. Yeah. I love the fact that he goes around the mainstream media by doing that too. I think the most important recommendation in the book, and I've had conversations with Donald Trump. I was there in the Oval Office with him on May 1st. He calls me occasionally, and a lot of the recommendations are written in the book. But I think that businessman mentality that he brings to the Oval Office, in other words, the Oval Office becomes his boardroom, the American taxpayer becomes the customers, and he does the things that are going to be beneficial to us economically. Hmm. He's doing it. He started immediately rolling back regulation. That's very, very important. But also, when have you ever heard a president say, how much did that cost, and how much does this cost, or can we get this cheaper? You never heard that before, because no president has ever done that. Donald Trump did it about his own airplanes, Air Force One and Air Force
yes,
Two.
Yes.
He says, let me get the prices down. This isn't fair, and he's going to be flying around in the darn thing. So he is the right guy to drain the swamp.
Well, it was pretty amazing, Eric. And I was, like many in the Republican field, I was supportive of another candidate in the early part of the primary when it became clear that it was a binary election between Trump and Hillary. There was never any question in my mind. And I had always kind of played with this idea. What would it be like to have a real businessman, and not yeah. just an average businessman, mm-hmm. but an executive that had accomplished, to be running the country and kind of running it under the private sector standards? Is the project on time? Is it within budget? Is it to the client satisfaction? You know, the big questions that CEOs have to ask about their companies all the time. And what we have seen in this first few months is that's exactly how he's approached the operation of the nation. And I think that one of the things that's going to be hard for the other side to, even on this fake Russia stuff and all the other things that they keep trying to distract, he did what I hoped he would do out of the beginning of the administration. That is, he took a shotgun approach and said, well, I'm going to work on everything at once, very much like a CEO does. I've got, you know, all the different wings of the company. We're going to be pressing full force on all of them. And because of that, ISIS is on the run. Healthcare is going to get done. We're going to get tax reform. We're going to clean up our schools. We're going to offer entrepreneurs greater opportunity. And we're, you know, just across
the border's more secure. It goes on and on.
Absolutely. Such a long list.
Turned around. I mean, yeah. he's done amazing things. And rolling back rags was a big part of that.
And Eric Bolling's book is well worth the read. Get it. It's called The Swamp. And you should read it and then get a copy for a friend as well. Eric, thanks for being here.
Buying a home requires a lending partner who can help you navigate through the mortgage process. The Citizens Bank Loan Officer can help answer all your questions and help you select the products you need in a clear and personal way. So the next time you have a question about home financing, call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard me in the past talk about what potentially could be the seizure of your invested monies. Money that you have in a 401k, for example, or in stock holdings. If you have some sort of diversified portfolio that you don't hold in possession yourself. Friends, not a lot of people know this, but there are aspects of the Dodd-Frank Act that allow the government, under certain circumstances, to seize all the money in your account to use for their purposes. What are one of the only things that are excluded from that seizure? Precious metals that you own yourself and hold without tax penalty. If you would like to know how you could avoid government seizure, even in a financial crisis, call my friends at Landmark Capital right now. They've written the definitive white paper on what this is and how to prevent and how to protect yourself in the process. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575. 844-604-2575 or online at landmarkgold.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. My good friend Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, loves AM970 The Answer and our listeners. He's making an incredible offer exclusively for the listeners to AM970, actually. Up to 50% off everything on the MyPillow website. It includes the Mike 4-Pack Special, the Premium Pillows, the Luxury Giza Sheets, the Mattress Toppers, the Roll and Go Pillows, even the Pet Beds. And you should ask about the new Human Bed. You'll not see or hear this offer anywhere else. So if you're looking for a great gift for graduates, newly married couples, a new pet, or you just want to give someone the gift of a good night's sleep, call MyPillow. 800-506-2641. Make sure you use the promo code AM970. Every item from MyPillow has a money-back guarantee and includes free shipping if the order is above $100. Call now, 800-506-2641, promo code AM970, or go to MyPillow.com, but make sure you use the promo code AM970.
Weeds love your garden. They hide near flowers knowing you can't touch them. Now you can, with Roundup Weed and Grass Killer with SureShot 1 from the Home Depot. A special buy at just $19.97. The protective shield means pinpoint accuracy, so you can target weeds without harming surrounding plants. With Roundup in hand, weeds are in trouble. Roundup Weed and Grass Killer with SureShot 1, just $19.97, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last, U.S. only.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. How would you like to lose 20 to 40 plus pounds and be in swimsuit shape in time for the summer? Friends, you could do that if you got started right now. And there is no better place to do it than my friends at the Bay Ridge Holistic Healthcare Center. I'm talking about Dr. Kerry Skorsky, the same man who helped me lose almost 30 pounds nearly 3 years ago. And I've been able to keep it off. Friends, you eat whole food the whole time. You're actually helping your body reset its own metabolism. And it helps balance your hormones and brings your blood sugars into alignment. You're going to get healthy in this program as much as you're going to lose the weight. And you're going to feel better about yourself as you do it. Not only that, people will notice. I'm telling you, in the first week alone, 9 to 10, 11 pounds. I've heard from so many people that have lost sometimes even more than that. So here's what you need to do to get started. Call Bay Ridge Holistic Healthcare, 844-THE-DIET. That's 844-THE-DIET. Or go to a new you in 40days.com. That's 844-THE-DIET, 844-THE-DIET, or a new you in 40days.com.
AM 970, The Answer. Happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad to have you with us. And on Thursdays, we like to halt the nonstop discussion of Russia. That's not exactly what I do on the broadcast, but it is what everybody else is talking about. And there's only so much that can be said. So we stop the discussion of all news on Thursdays to talk about something that I feel like is even more important, and that is the value of relationships in your life, and specifically relationships, keys that will help you have better relationships. Relationships are the key to everything. You've heard me say this forever. And someone who shares that agreement with me is Ashley Papa, a relationship writer. She has written for a number of press outlets over the last number of years, and now boldly, all under the banner of AshleyPapa.com. That's her website. And she is also the author of the brand new book, Vixen Investigations, The Mayoral Affairs. And Ashley, it's good to have you back with us. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Kevin. Always a pleasure.
Yeah. Now, your book's out. I just want to give a little plug to it. It's got a lot of the data you've been writing about in kind of a a fictional narrative of a lady investigator who's out to catch the cheaters. And it's a fast read. People should pick it up. But I think they're going to have a really good time with it.
Yeah, it's fun and educational. You know, and it's fast. So if you take it for a beach vacation, you'll probably
sounds like a Schoolhouse Rock episode. It's fun, and you can sing to it. Yeah, so get it. It's called Vixen Investigations, and it has nothing to do with female foxes, which, as I have learned at great research, the fox. What does the fox say? We now know. All right, so on AshleyPapa.com, you have a article that's only about a week old. 11 things that people can do to totally transform their relationship. Now, that's a big promise, Ashley. Mm-hmm. If I do these 11 things, my relationship is going to be totally transformed?
Well, it'll take it to another level. And we've talked about this stuff before, how little things matter. But I wanted to try and find some really, like, more unique things that, you know, you maybe not think about doing, but really do make a big difference.
I have actually, there's a lot of truth in that. I've actually found that a lot of consistency with the little stuff over a long period of time is much preferable to the grand gesture, you know, once every only so often.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. It's really the little things that, you know, sometimes take more, you know, more like thought and, you know, you being just aware of what your partner needs. Like every moment, every day. So, you know, that really says a lot.
That's a really good way of looking at it, actually. And I think that's how you keep the flame alive. I can't believe I've been married. Well, it's got to be like, 15 years now. And we were just having dinner earlier this week, and I was like, you know, it's like we just met. kind of is. It's kind of fun having a relationship like that. Okay, so some of the things you say in this piece, 11... Mm-hmm. Little things that can totally transform your relationship. Leave love notes. Now, this seems like a no-brainer, but you got to keep it up.
You know, like little notes that can be posted. You can write it in the fog that builds on the mirror in the after you take a shower, if it stays. But like little love notes on post-its, like right before you leave the house. Like, have a great day. Like, I love you. Can't wait to see you later. Like that type of stuff. And you know, it's a lot different than like the text of the day saying I miss you, I love you, which are great, but like when you actually write it, and you know, it's like a little surprises, and it's just very thoughtful. It gives you a warm feeling inside, and doing that often, I mean, you'll be feeling that way all the time. It's a great feeling.
Well, and you know, just I don't mean to, if we discover this in another part of your list, I'll regret having told it here, but the occasional handwritten letter out of the blue also is very nice, like that it gets delivered via mail. Now, it costs you, 42 cents or whatever it is to put a letter in the mail. But I have I've written, you know, a letter from the office or from the studio at some point. I just dropped it in the mail. And then, you know, you get the stamp, you get the postmark, and then they get, you know, something that they're not expecting. And it's a cool little way of having one delivered. Your second one on the list, sit back to back. What is that?
Right. This is a more like holistic one that I got from a yoga instructor. She gave me this tip, but if you sit back to back with each other, so your spines align, and you kind of talk and tell each other about your day or anything that's, you know, bothering you or you want to share, it can, you know, really, you know, it's kind of like a different feeling, because, you know, she says that like another person's spine, having it connected to yours is an amazing feeling. And also,
that's where all
like,
the electricity
so
is from the brain.
Yeah, exactly. Running up and down there. So, it, you know, maybe it's a scientific thing, but it was an interesting one.
I'm going to ask Dr. Melinda Keller about that, the director of the Brooklyn Spine Center, because I'm pretty sure she would have some expansion on that thought. Brag about your significant other.
Yeah, so do it in front of them and, you know, on social media, you know, just talk about maybe an achievement that they had at work, or just how great they are, or how you never have to worry about them because they're always, you know, they always come home at the same time every night, or, you know, just things that like will really make your partner feel great to hear you say out loud to others. You know, who doesn't, like, you know, they might have a hard time bragging about themselves, but they'd love to have you brag about them for them.
I think that's great advice. You also say surprise them in the bedroom, actively listen, and then act. Wake up together, embrace awkward moments, and lock eyes. Just some of the stuff that we didn't have time to get to today. But friends, it's all in the article. 11 little things that can totally transform your relationship, and it's at AshleyPapa.com. You can go and check it out. Don't have to have grand gestures. Just do the little stuff. And don't forget to check out Ashley's book, Vixen Investigations, The Mayoral Affairs. It's now in print, and you can get that at her website as well. Ashley, it's good to have you. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Kevin.
It's the Kevin McCullough Radio. Don't go away.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Threatening skies, 85 degrees. What's going on? We have the answer. 1 hour delays leaving the city at the Holland Tunnel, 20 minutes inbound. 1 hour delays at the inbound Lincoln Tunnel, 30 minutes out. George Washington Bridge, not a bad ride inbound, but if you're New Jersey bound, the only decent approach is the southbound Henry Hudson Parkway. You have an accident in New Jersey, Route 18 southbound by Ferry Road. Also watch for delays on the FDR Drive, northbound from the 20s up to the Triborough Bridge, southbound Harlem River Drive, FDR combination. You're slow from the 140s into the 60s. Slow traffic through Queens on the Grand Central Parkway, eastbound from LaGuardia, out through the Kew Gardens interchange, again Utopia Parkway and into Nassau County. And on the inbound Gowanus, watch for a stalled vehicle by the Prospect taking out the center lane. You now know how not to go. I'm Adam Walsky, AM 970, The Answer.
AM 970, The Answer.
Tired of dealing with dummies? Experience the smart way to buy a car at Route 22 Toyota. No hidden fees, no back and forth, no pressure, and no wasting time with dummies. Alex Kinsella, the general manager, prides himself on his low, low lease offers and 0% APR financing for up to 72 months for qualified buyers. And now my buddy Alex wants you to experience their new smart way to service. He's taking the same smart approach that's been so successful in selling cars into the service bay. So he said, Joe, I'm going to let you give the first five callers in the next 5 minutes a free multi-point inspection and oil change and filter if they call 855-621-9949 and say, Joe sent me. 855-621-9949 in the next 5 minutes. Get a free oil change and filter on me. 855-621-9949 and say, this one's on Joe. Route 22 Toyota, Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com. Tell them Joe sent you for the free oil change. All European makes excluded.
You're waiting on a sweltering platform, and you're going to be late. Again, you're stuck in traffic for hours because you can't rely on the trains. You're missing work. It's costing you money. It's the summer of hell for commuters. And what are the people in charge doing about it? The governor is denying responsibility. The mayor is shifting blame. And the state legislature is on vacation. That's why you're stuck sweating on the platform. It's time to reclaim your commute. It's time to reclaim New York. Go to ReclaimNYNow.org. Send Governor Cuomo and Mayor de Blasio a clear message. Do your job. It's time to fix the MTA and put the summer of hell on ice. Go to ReclaimNYNow.org and join the fight today. Enough is enough.
This message paid for by Reclaim New York.
Jay Sekulow Live is next on AM 970, The Answer. What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. I was just checking out this story. There's now critics slamming the United States Golf Association because the USGA chose one of President Trump's golf courses for the USGA women's tournament. Some people are just waiting to be outraged by anything. Anyway, how silly is that? How sad is that? Hey, have you registered for the Lord's Diamonds anniversary giveaway? If you have not yet done it, you still need to do it. You can go to my flagship station's website, am570themission.com, no matter where you're hearing me from. I got a letter yesterday from a woman who listens via the podcast in China. She writes me a letter. Am I eligible to register for the win? Yes, you are. AM570themission.com. Fill out the information there. It's the easiest way to register for the Lord's Diamonds giveaway coming up later this month. All right. Finally, today, a soldier on a perilous mission to gather crucial intelligence deep behind the Islamic State lines during the recent Battle of Mosul found a way to shoot dead six enemy fighters in the process of a very key battle's win that they carried out in this campaign. And you know that Mosul was liberated last week. The fearless Special Forces hero's name is Mohammed Qasem, dubbed the Lion of Mosul. And this is what he did. He disguised himself as an ISIS member. He acted fanatically. He conned his way into the inner circle. But he discovered the location of ISIS positions where a key sniper was at, where some machine gun teams were at. And it was just last night revealed that the Iraqi officers have now publicly recognized the 25-year-old's actions. The general said, "We are all very proud of what this soldier did. He's a very brave man. He makes us all hold our heads up high." The fighting raged in the ruins of Mosul's old city. So Mohammed blended in, put on ISIS clothes, swapped his M4 for an AK-47, put on a scruffy smock, had a scarf. Then he and a buddy sneaked behind enemy lines. And after they wrote down the vital positions of where the ISIS guns were and where all the ammunition was, Mohammed, you know, a.k.a. James Bond style, pulls the scarf off his head and shoots six of the ISIS fighters dead right there on contact. Iraq, of course, is celebrating the return of Mosul to Iraqi control after ISIS had been in charge of it for nearly 2 years. Pretty cool. Way to go, Mohammed Qasem. I know that Iraqi fighters are proud of you today, and I know it took a lot of courage to do what you did. So congratulations in your efforts to preserve freedom. Kevin McCullough, we'll see you next time.